USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida went ashore Sunday as one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the United States, the fifth largest ever. It knocked out power to all of New Orleans, blowing roofs off buildings, and at times reversed the flow of the Mississippi River. The International Atomic Energy Agency is reporting evidence has emerged that North Korea has restarted a nuclear reactor believed to be capable of producing weapons-grade plutonium in a development called Deeply Troubling. The reactor in question is located in the city of Yongbyon, about an hour's drive north of the capital, Pyongyang. A SpaceX shipment of ants, avocados, brine shrimp, and plants rocketed towards the International Space Station on Sunday. The Dragon is carrying more than 4,800 pounds of supplies for the space station's seven astronauts. It was the second launch attempt, as Saturday's try was foiled by bad weather. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
A survey shows an overwhelming number of Americans want the United States to stay in Afghanistan to make sure all of our people get out. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The majority of Americans believe that U.S. forces should remain in Afghanistan until all Americans and Afghan allies can be evacuated out. The ABC News Ipsos poll found that 84% of respondents want the U.S. to stay until all American citizens can be evacuated, with 71% saying that we should stay until we get all those Afghans who worked with the U.S. out of the country. Fewer respondents approved of President Biden's handling of the overall situation in Afghanistan. Only 38% said they approved of how the withdrawal was being handled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden has declared a major disaster as Ida continues to flood parts of Louisiana and Mississippi, leaving more than 1 million customers across the region without power. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane with top sustained winds of 150 miles per hour when it made contact with Louisiana on Sunday. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Now that the embassy in Afghanistan has been evacuated, the Afghans that helped the United States during its 20-year war are pleading to get out or face execution by the Taliban. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
I introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have dragged their feet, and of course now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which has turned into an emergency evacuation.
Hurricane Ida shut down more than 95% of the Gulf of Mexico's oil production. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed the stop in oil production, with firms suspending 1.74 million barrels a day in oil production in the Gulf. Colonial Pipeline confirmed Sunday that temporarily shut down two oil pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.